The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down, episode 245. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
What it do?
Brett Murdoch.
Yo.
Adam Vale.
What up, humans?
And Brian Montjoma.
Man, you got paid.
Yeah, oh man, yeah, we're gonna talk about that. Tonight, I'm tired of Google shit, man. I really am. I'm not gonna get into it on a podcast. Fuck Google, fuck YouTube, fuck all that shit. You know? By the way, we actually have the full house tonight, man. What's up with that? Feels like it has been forever since we got the whole crew, you know?
What's up with that?
Yeah, man, we're all here together. Brian's here, Brett's here, what the fuck? Crazy right now. You know,
Brian's been dodging me this whole time.
He's tired of you asking about Moonlight, man.
Yo, man, that shit can't stop.
All right, let me see what's going on. I was looking at Twitter and shit. What the fuck is wrong with me during the middle of a podcast?
Yo, man, what's wrong with you?
Let me look at tweet, man.
Yo, man, you addicted?
Yeah, right. Shout out to Fergus. You know, I think he got off 10 minutes ago. He said try to get to Japan for a week, like you. Korea. Oh, he's talking to Carlos. Motherfuckers talking about your Asian trips. Anyway, let's get to it.
Yo, man, shout out to Fergus, man.
Yeah, for real, man. All right. So the first thing we're going to talk about tonight. Actually, by the way, this was a busy week. Believe it or not, unlike last week where we were like, what's going on here? All right. So first up, the PlayStation 4, the Cuatro, has shipped 100 million units worldwide and has actually shipped more than the PlayStation 2 in the same time frame, which is pretty crazy. Remember, the PS2 is the best-selling console of all times. So that's pretty insane, you know?
Cool.
Yeah, but we called that one. We said it was going to break 100. I said it was going to beat the Wii for sure, and it's close. It's close. I think five million, and it beats the Wii.
Oh, it's going to beat the Wii then. It's going to beat it. Because they estimate they're going to sell 111 million by next quarter, I believe. Chris, correct me if I'm wrong about that.
There you go. Yeah, yeah,
it's over. It's over.
So Sony will only be second to themselves then.
Yeah. All time. You know?
Console sales.
Yeah. Okay, so they said this is from VentureBeat. They shipped 3.2 million systems during the quarter ending June 30th. So that would be from what, April to June, Chris?
Yeah.
Yep, damn. People are still buying this system. It's insane to me. You know, obviously the PlayStation 4 is like a great system, but it's like we're already nearing the end of the life cycle and it's still fucking selling. You know,
yeah, there's always somebody who's like, why not? You know, when kids are getting of that age, so their parents are like, all right, you know what? Yeah, you can play that Spider-Man.
Yeah, and we're also like at the age where kids used to like had one system per household, and now everyone's getting their PS4. It's like, so it's the natural sort of thing that happens with the console life cycles. They get cheaper, they start selling those crazy ass bundles with all these games, and the top consoles are the ones that still sell out till the end of the generation.
Yeah, yeah, I guess because of the momentum, you know. It's like, hey, what do you have? I have a PS4. I'll get a PS4 too.
Yeah, and then all the people who didn't have a PS4 that had maybe an Xbox or a Wii U/Switch. Now they get to buy a PS4 because they might have the funds to do so, and everyone else has one, so might as well.
Exactly. Yeah,
and then GTA gets back on NPDs and everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. By the way, off topic, I actually have been seeing a lot of, you know, the new casino DLC. I've been seeing a lot of TV commercials. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? Like commercials for DLC? Excuse me? Never seen that before. It's crazy.
Well, Ballad of Gay Tony had a lot.
They did it.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
the Lost and Damned did it. Then,
But here's the difference. Correct me if I'm wrong about this, but like those were like full like expansions. Not, you know what I'm saying? Like compared to like a
that's a good point. Like Ballad of Gay Tony and Lost and Damned were like big expansions to GTA 4. Like,
I feel like this is the same though, because this all has story modes and stuff like that. They said this one's huge.
Oh, really? Like, because that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm thinking it's like, okay, here's a new building, go nuts. You know, so you're telling me there's a story. That's cool. But yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, GTA has been helping PS4 as well. You know. Oh, by the way, okay, here's something interesting. Even though, you know, the PlayStation 4 is selling really, really well, Sony says that they believe this, that one of the reasons the sales have slowed down is because of the PS5 news. You know, what do you guys make of that?
I think duh.
Makes sense. Everybody has it already, though. No one's going to just wait that long, especially if they want to play something now. I think just a large majority of people have it.
You're talking to one.
So yeah. There you go. You have it.
No, you're talking to a person who would otherwise buy it, man. I just got a 4K TV, so I would buy a PS4 Pro, but I know the PS5 is coming out, so I'm just going to wait.
Yeah, but you have a PlayStation. You wouldn't. There's no need to get another one. You'll just wait for the next one.
Oh, dude, most of the sales are another one PlayStations. They're not the first ones.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. There's a lot of guys that's in Brett's situation where they upgrade. So you upgrade your television and whatever, so you want to take advantage of it, so you get a second system. That was the same logic behind Xbox One X, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you got HDR and all this shit. So, I got a new TV. I got to get Xbox One X to experience it. So you'd get a second system, and they were relying on those sales. Now those sales have halted because these, you know, Brett and guys like that are going to wait for PS5 to come out. They're not going to waste money on PS4.
Yeah. I'm just reading this. Yeah, it's interesting. So the sales slowed, yet it's still doing really, really well.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you could tell like a drop in the sales rate and still see, you know, healthy sales, but that's to be expected. Yeah. I mean, it's in my opinion kind of wrong to look at it like, you know, sales have dropped. Essentially, those sales are just moving to probably your pre-orders for the PS5. Like, you're banking up customers and sales. It's not like you're losing money in the long haul. So yeah, it's one way to look at it, like sales have slowed down, but if you think about the minutiae, and I realize this isn't typical marketing, but like, they're not losing customers. They're not losing sales. The same way, like when somebody comes in for a tattoo, right? Or they want something small, and I end up booking something big that I have to design and make an appointment for. Yeah, I didn't make the money today, but I made more money tomorrow or a week from now or a month from now. And so, you know, I have the choice to be like, oh man, I lost $50, or my sales have really slowed down, or I'm setting up appointments and I'm booking myself out. So for all those people that in my situation are holding off, that's not lost revenue. It's just delayed revenue.
Yeah, that makes sense, because that money's still going to go to PlayStation or Sony when the PS5 comes out. So,
but yeah. I think Brett's situation is much more unique, because how many people like overall know that a PS5 is coming?
Yeah, probably very little.
I don't know. I think a lot of people. I think it's kind of reached its way. People don't know where the news is coming from, but they're all like, I heard a PS5 is coming. So because
these kinds of things, and I always notice this when I go to this like Best Buys and stuff like that, shit always comes in bundles. Like, I see people like carrying out like huge ass TVs, and they also have something like an Xbox or a PlayStation with it. They always buy that shit in bundles, because these people always try to sell them. It's like, yeah, I'm trying to get a console, a PlayStation or whatever for my new TV. It's like, yeah, you can buy the PS4 Pro. It's like optimized for this shit. It's 4K and stuff like that. That's how they get them.
Oh, but yeah,
like,
yeah.
People like you are more knowledgeable about these types of situations. You're like, yep, we're in year, what, 6 of the generation? We're almost about to start the new one, and the dev kits are probably out and shit. So, yeah, I'm going to wait. But that's
I think it's more that there are people who have heard the PlayStation is coming, aka people who know anything about anything. Like, I've run into several tattoo clients who, like, you know, who just like, yeah, I heard the PS5 is coming. They don't really follow the news, but they're kind of cursory to it. And then you have the aunts and the grandmas of the world who have no idea. and they're just going to continue to buy the PS4 until they see commercials on TV. And I think so that I think that's a very balanced act, and I think it's very intentional by Sony. They've announced it, but they haven't started advertising it. They could start an advertising cycle right now and build hype for the next year, but they're not, because they're trying to push as many PS4s out the door as possible. So yeah, they realize that I'm kind of in a unique situation, and that there are I think there are a fair amount of me in this unique situation. So that you just kind of balance it by saying, you know, we're announcing it, and then those people are going to probably hold back, and they'll be our pre-orders next year. You know, the hardcore people, the people that are chomping at the bit to upgrade. And there's, you know, not a significant amount of them, but a fair amount of them. And then you have everybody else who doesn't know this wave is coming, and we're not going to start advertising until about 6 months from now. So let's sell as many fucking bundles as we can. And that's what they're doing. They're pushing to hit that record so they can claim that record.
I also feel like they're probably not going to be advertising anything too hardcore when they have, you know, the last, you know, vestige of PlayStation 4 games that are coming, you know, namely Death Stranding, Ghost of Tsushima, and The Last of Us 2.
Yeah, that's true. But, man, Do the Third in the chat says he's had 3 PS4 Pros. Damn, bro. It's like that?
Well...
Yo, man, is that safe?
That's crazy. Why? Did they all die?
No, I don't know. Maybe he just wants to support PlayStation.
Maybe that's different room. In the house.
Oh, yeah, no, his Spider-Man Collector's Edition died after less than a year.
Oh, man.
I almost got that one too.
Yeah, we remember. We talked about it.
Yeah, you did talk me out of it.
Yeah, that's right.
You already had one. It was no different. It was just different color.
No, unit.
You said it's different. It's different. It's different.
I didn't already have one. I already had two.
You had two.
Dang.
Hey, there you go.
Unfortunately, we didn't talk you out of buying the X. You still bought that shit.
Yeah.
Told you.
I mean, I needed something to watch my. Oh no, never mind. The Xbox One X can play 4K Blu-rays. Never mind.
There's no
excuse for that shit, man. Yeah.
PlayStation 4 don't do that.
Nope.
No version of that does that.
Even though Sony's the one that invented Blu-rays.
Yeah, but I mean, but you know what? I'm sure the reasoning behind it is like, why are we gonna, you know, spend this extra money? Why don't we just do it on the next one? I mean, because to be honest, like. Has it really done anything for Xbox?
Not really.
Other than a few people who have it, right? Other than some people who have it, really has it really the 4K Blu-ray really caused everybody to go out and buy an Xbox?
But I think we're the wrong audience, because I know people that are big into movies, Blu-ray movies, and buying those, and they pre-order and do the whole thing, and they use that. They use either a special Blu-ray player, or if they can get the Xbox One, like that one buddy who did get Xbox One X just so he could play those type of movies. He's a big movie guy, though.
Not
in that way.
Not in you, not motherfucker.
In I'm a different, but not in that way. I'm a hoarder.
Has your buddy been to Happy Place? Has your buddy been enchanted into the world of the Happy Place yet?
Yeah, but like I said, he likes the wall. You know what I mean? Just like how people don't go digital with games. He's the same thing. He puts all
his... He likes to put them on.
Yeah, exactly. So he has a wall of the movies and his sofa in front of the wall. And then it's you. So that way he puts like all his favorites on one side. So he'll just reach over and grab it and then put them... You know, that's, you know...
Some everybody got serious. That thing. Hold up. First of all, I want to welcome Techno Fabulous into the chat. And Techno, you picked the right day, man, because tonight we're going to be talking about Call of Duty.
Pew, 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 pew.
You know? All right.
Not my face.
Don't shoot my face.
I remember saying that and then grab people cracking up. Don't shoot my face. I'm pretty. I'm too pretty.
Oh, man. Anyway, anything else we want to say about the PlayStation 4? It seems like every 4 months we talk about how crazy the PlayStation is selling. You know, so not really much to say there. It's a fucking beast, you know? I knew Brian was going to show up.
Okay, come on. Like, I'm not going to point out the obvious. The PS2 didn't get like a mid-gen refresh like the PS4 did. So then there's lots of double dipping there with the PS4 Pro.
So yes, it did.
Can we all agree that the PS2 was objectively better?
It didn't get it.
How many people went out and said, like, hey, PS4 Pro's out. Let's just get my OG PS4 and replace it with the PS4 Pro. That's double dipping in sales. Like, I don't think it's fair to count that. I know that Sony are, because why the hell not? You know,
so I know. Brian, I see what you're saying. So they would have shipped like 97 million then. The PS4 Pro didn't sell that much either, you know.
I have no idea, but definitely less than what they have now.
Tony, can we all admit that the PS2 in context was way better than the PS4 generation?
No one's even arguing that. Of course it was. Okay. Of course it was, you know.
Yeah, but despite sales, the PS2 was better. I just want to establish that.
Oh yeah, obviously. This generation has been fucking bullshit. But Brian, back to your point though, cuz last time I checked, I think the PS4 Pro sold 2 million or so, because obviously they mix it all in together, but roughly it sold 2 billion, probably maybe 3 by now. So it's not a big chunk of that 100 million, understand? I see what you're saying, that the PS4 Pro bolstered it to 100 million, but it's not half of it, you know? It's not a significant number, you know?
It's not, but it is still there, and that's my point. Like, I don't think it's fair to say that, oh yeah, it's doing, like, it's on sales with, or on par, or beating the PS2 sales. Like, well, PS2 didn't have like a mid-gen refresh like the PS4 did, so it's not exactly fair terms.
It did have the PS2 Slim.
Yeah, do you count those? Because they had like three versions.
That's a slim version. It's not like a more powerful version. Like, people got the more powerful version because it was more powerful.
Yeah, but you also got to realize this, Brian, that the price of the PS4 Pro never went down. So it's like, The PS2 started at a price and just kept going down and down and down and down, and the PS4 didn't. Like, I mean it did, PS4 but like Pro, the Pro stayed at the same price as launch.
Yeah, because regular PS4 is $250 now, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's been that price for a while too. Brian, I see what you're saying, but at the same time, you know, that's how Sony's counting it, because it is still a PlayStation 4. But you're right, people did buy it. Yeah, so it's a weird kind of semantic-y thing, you know.
I'm not disagreeing with that. Like, yeah, that's still like, in essence, for like 100 million PS4s they have shipped out.
Yeah,
but I feel like some of them are double dipping to make the numbers look slightly larger. But even then, like, even if you take that into account, it's still really good on their behalf, because then it puts them pretty much on par. Because I think that the difference in time between the PS2 reaching 100 million and PS4 was like 2 months. So hence, it's still incredibly close. So they've still done well either way. Like, I don't remember what the Wii numbers were to get to like 100 million, but still, it's done really well.
Yeah. Chris, what were the numbers on the Wii again?
I think it's 104.8 or something like that. Oh, yeah. It's 105, I run. It's 105.
Okay. Yeah, it'll get there. You know, even if you discount the 3 million PS4 Pros or whatever, you know.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And I will have to agree on Brett's point about there are people who are not buying PS4s because they're waiting for the PS5. I see this like every single... There's this website that I go on where they have like deals on, like different things. And every single time someone posts a deal like about a PS4, within the first 5 comments, it's the same thing. Wait for PS5. Wait for PS5. Like, no matter what deal it is, no matter how good the deal is, it can be like, hey, you can get a free PS4. Like, everyone will say, wait for PS5. So I do say that there is some credence to what Brett is saying, in that the people are just going to be waiting for the PS5 and not buying into the PS4. How big that audience is, I have no clue. I think it's somewhat reasonable, but it's not the general populace.
Yeah, no, they don't even know what the PS5 is coming. But yeah, there's definitely a good chunk of people that are like, "Eh, fuck it, I'm waiting for the PS5." You know,
I would say this. I would say just about everybody who's going to pre-order a PS5 are holding off on a PS4.
Oh yeah, that is true. I'm waiting. But, you know?
Like, I'm talking like early adopters, the people who day one get a PS5. Probably would have bought a PS4 if the PS5 hadn't been announced.
You can do a survey in this room. Manny's not here, and I can answer for him. He won't buy another PS4.
Manny's not even going to buy the PS5 at launch.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Out of all the people who are waiting or who are thinking about or waiting to buy a PS5, well, let me put it this way: out of all the people who are pre-ordering a PS5, how many would consider buying a PS4? Or upgrading their PS4 if the PS5 weren't coming out? So let's do a room survey. So if there was no news for the, about the PS5, if the PS5 wasn't coming for 5 years, would any of you, if you didn't have a Pro, upgrade to a Pro?
It depends on the date.
Yeah, I probably would.
If it's 5 years from now?
No, I said if there was just no announcement, so it could be 3 years.
Oh, it could be 3 years. And theoretically speaking, my Pro broke down. Yeah, I'd buy another one. Yeah.
Wait, if your Pro broke down?
Because that's the only way I would buy.
A Pro.
Yeah, exactly. Remember,
I don't have a Pro right now. But
so, Chris, you would.
You told me there's no. Yeah, I would absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
If you told me that shit was. So I got to keep my new technology bias off of this shit because I buy everything pretty much, but I don't know. I don't think so, because this gen fucking sucks.
You just play chess for the rest of the generation, right?
Yeah, I'm just gonna play chess and Heroes of the Storm the whole fucking time.
I mean, if it's backwards compatible, who the at that point I'm like, who cares? Because of course they're gonna ride PS4 games for the first six to a year of release, but if it plays them in higher fidelity with less noise and it's harder on the it's easier on the system, like it's a worthwhile upgrade if you don't have a Pro. Even though they're going to come out with garbage for the first year.
Can I answer for Brian? No.
And you surprise nobody.
Brian, you're done with consoles, right?
No, I just don't find any of the exclusives interesting. From what I've seen so far, I'm just like, just not. It's like the only thing I really cared about per se was Gran Turismo. And Gran Turismo Sport just being, I don't know what the hell they were doing with that. Like no online play, no offline play for like a couple of months. And then, just microtransactions after they said that they won't. Like, I don't trust them. They're doing EA tactics. Like, I don't trust you. But yeah, most console exclusives to me just like meh. And plus Microsoft exclusives come to PC anyway, so losing nothing. It's true. Yep, I said Sunset Overdrive will come on PC. It took 2 years, but it did.
Well, I mean, pretty much every Xbox exclusive is coming to fucking PC.
My PC?
My PC is killing me.
The PC is the Xbox.
Oh, it's true, though.
Go ahead, given Brett's, given Brett's hypothetical, like, I would be in that count. Because the reason why I'm not getting a PS4 Pro is that the PS5 is a thing and it's backwards compatible. And I'm like, then why not then? Like, again, everyone knows that the first year or two of games are just going to be trash. So why not?
Yeah.
Here's a question. Does that mean that since the PlayStation 5 is coming, right? Does that mean that the PlayStation 4 is going to officially replace the PlayStation 4 Pro will replace the PlayStation 4? Because if you think about it, they'll have like three SKUs on the market. Yeah. I feel like they're going to retire the original PlayStation 4 and just do Pro.
That's an interesting theory.
I can see them doing that.
And if they do that, I just took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, we see that in games now when they have these three versions of a standard, a deluxe, and ultimate. Then as the years go on, they drop the standard and all you see is the deluxe and ultimate.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. I think we discussed that before, where it's like, we may get to a point where some of these games may not run on the old PS4 or whatever, but they'll run on the Pro. I don't know. Anyway, I think we're done with that topic, right? We got to talk about the big story. Even though none of us exactly are fans of this guy, but he's the biggest thing in gaming, or at least one of them. So we got to talk about this. So our boy Ninja made waves today by announcing he is leaving Twitch to stream exclusively on Mixer, which is really fucking crazy.
A good time to announce to everyone that we have also have an announcement to make.
Oh, excuse me?
Yeah, they're doing a documentary on him.
Hold on, Carlos. What's the announcement we got to make?
We are not gonna move off of Twitch.
Yeah, we're not, man. We're staying right here, man.
Yo, we're staying loyal, man.
Yeah,
we're loyal, man.
You saw that one video that dude posted? Yo, this dude went crazy.
That dude was pissed, yo.
Yeah, this one guy was mad. But anyway, so and Adam, you'll like this. analogy. Somebody I follow, one of my friends, Dan, on Twitter, he said that this is like Hulk Hogan going to WCW. You know?
Well, not like, so much. Yeah. I'll tell you why. Because if you remember what got Ninja to the main stage, it was Halo. He started gaming professionally because of Halo. That's Microsoft.
Yeah, but let's be really honest. The thing that propelled him to where he is currently, it's that Drake shit. That's what really put him on the map. You know?
Well, no, he was bigger even before.
No. That. Nobody knew about Ninja before that.
Remember, that's the reason why I wanted to play with him. He had a massive following.
He was huge.
Drake
was another step.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Drake thing is when he came into the mainstream, but like the hardcore, Adam, you're right. The hardcore guys already knew about fucking Ninja. But like, I'm talking about the mainstream going on Ellen DeGeneres shit.
Because I remember
hosting New Year's parties on NBC, you know?
I think it was 500,000 subs before that happened. And when it happened, he jumped up to like 1 million.
Yeah.
So boosted, but he was, that's why, you know.
He was definitely big, but like he was like big among the streaming community. Now everybody knows who the fuck Ninja is, you know? So this, you know, came as a big shock. And obviously we got to talk about this. This is interesting. Like, will this now boost, you know, Mixer's profile? Because now they have the one of the biggest guys, the biggest streamers on earth on their platform, you know?
Maybe. Nah, I don't know. It's death warrant.
What happened, Brett?
I think it's going to...
It depends. I mean, we know Mixer is a better app, but...
It is a better app, but there's nobody on it. You know, exactly. You think people will flock to it now?
I don't think they already started, because then he hit over 90,000 subscribers just after the announcement.
Instantly, yeah.
Yeah, because he has enough. He's not doing anything on it yet, but yeah, it's piling up. And they haven't even started promoting him yet. You know Microsoft's going to promote
him. Oh, yeah.
You know this is a big tie-in, and I'm telling you, there's no coincidence that this is happening right before we start hearing more details about the new Halo.
Oh, you know all what's coming next. Like, you know what's coming next.
And that's what he's going to be playing.
Yep.
You know it. You know, and then that's when we're going to see the documentary, because a lot of people don't know his past with Final Boss. So they're going to go and push that too, and they're going to show pictures of him on stage playing Halo back in the day and be like, see, he's always been one of us.
like Tony posted on Twitter about that whole Halo shit and how like they'll probably advertise it. Even Ryan McCaffrey's agreed with him, and he is connected with all that Xbox shit.
So that's what's going on. By the way, you know, this is a joke I said on Twitter. I'm like, you know, it's funny how actually, you know, let me pull up my own tweet, because this shit, you know, I want to get the shit right, you know. It's about exclusivity. I think you know where this is going. Actually, here's what I said. Watch Ninja show up at the Xbox E3 briefing next year. I said that. What do you guys disagree with that?
So he'll be playing. What do you mean?
He'll be playing. He is exactly what they the sort of thing that they want to project. Here's the thing, like Microsoft, at least before the whole TV bullshit, was all about like, we are the gamers.
Yeah.
Okay. Also remember that. Yeah. They tried to do this before with T-Squared. Do you remember T-Squared?
I remember T-Squared.
Yeah. Do you remember him? That was a pro gamer. Same thing with Halo. They really tried to push him, and they sponsored him. They did all this stuff. Even G4 tried to boost him. Mm-hmm. It just didn't pan out. It just
but T-Squared got nothing on Ninja.
That's what I'm saying. It just didn't pan out. This is different. This is
a new level. It's probably because he's not as good looking as Ninja.
Yeah. Oh,
and he can talk.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to the Throwdown Crickets, man. You already know, son. Oh, by the way, here's the tweet I said. I said, who knew Ninja would be the next big Microsoft exclusive? this is the age we live in. We have exclusive streamers, son.
I think that definitely it is, just because of that. Like, we're for the gamers, and we got the ultimate gamer.
Yeah.
And it's smart, because it's no different.
Oh, it is smart.
If a new network pops up and they start getting some hit TV shows, I mean, hell, we're looking at Disney taking all their IPs from Netflix back. You know what I mean? So this is one of those type of things. Like, all right, well, we're trying to get this network off the ground. It's good. It's got all the features and bells and whistles. It's better than the other shit, but no one's on it. How do we get people on it? Well, let's get some big names from over there on it. Who wants a lot of money? Oh, you want money? Come on. Excuse me. I'm telling you, if this pans out, and let's say he can get that 10 million across, over even half of that, I could see others jumping ship, because Twitch is crowded. There's a lot of big money there, but it's crowded. So if some of them could jump over and they know that there's an audience there, fuck it, they'll do it.
Yeah. By the way, this kind of shows my ignorance about these type of things, but because Ninja was talking about how he feels that on Mixer, he's going to have more freedom. Like, is Twitch really clamping down on the shit he could do? Like, what was that statement all about? Like, he feels that he could go, he said he could go back to his roots and really do what he wants to do on Mixer versus Twitch. I don't understand that.
It's marketing talk, but it also at the same time, I mean, you know, it probably has something to do with the fact that he's constantly playing Fortnite all the damn time.
Yeah.
I remember not long ago he was complaining about it.
Yeah, he was.
He said he wanted to play other games. But the only reason why he couldn't play any other games is because Fortnite shit is what's hot. So maybe in this situation, we're going to start seeing some more other, some other titles come, you know, that he's playing besides the Fortnite.
Yeah, hold on. I want to jump on that real quick, because Manny, he actually said that too. He says that with this move, he says that he could take a night or two off and not lose subscribers. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Like,
the subs are free right now on Mixer. That's probably why. Like, people don't feel like they're not getting their money's worth.
Yeah,
because you don't pay anything. Microsoft must be subsidizing the first time period of subscribers, however many come in the first week or month or whatever. So there's nothing to lose. So he probably feels like people won't leave if I take a night or two off, whereas people are paying him on Twitch and they feel entitled, like, hey, why aren't you streaming today?
Okay.
It's tough, man. You see these stories of these guys stressing out and shit.
Yeah.
It's like constantly have to produce content and get on there, and they can't take time off. It's not like there's an organization and they have a tag partner. Like, let's say if we were doing something like that and we all just took turns, you know, Chris, you have Thursday, you have Friday, Carlos, Sunday. You know what I mean? It's them all the time. That's stress. That's a lot. That's your life. That's just your life. You can't do anything else.
Yeah, it's like having a job, you know?
It is a job, especially for him.
It's probably worse than a job. You're putting in super long hours on that shit.
Well, yeah, you look at how many hours he puts in per day playing a game. It's not usually just a 6-hour thing. He's usually playing like 10-hour session or more, you know?
I can't
vouch for that. I don't know how long
it was. I feel like the last session that he did was like 5 hours long, you know, but still, that's 5 hours straight. Not just gaming, but interacting with people and doing all that. That's a lot, you know. And then there's always going to be people that bitch, you know, once he gets off. It's like, oh, I just got home from work. How come he's not streaming? You can't make everybody happy.
And also, like, one of the things, like, I don't think he even cares about subscribers or anything like that, because, you know, Microsoft is fucking bankrolling him to fucking be there.
Yeah.
This shit didn't come for free. He didn't just decide, I want to move to this platform because it's so free and I get to do whatever I want.
Microsoft's sweetening that deal, man.
Well, also, I think it's doublespeak, because when he says go back to his roots, what was his roots? It was Halo.
Halo. Oh, so that's right.
When Halo Infinite comes out, they're going to put him front and center to promote it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yeah. That's and Adam mentioned how he had ties with Microsoft before. Now that shit's coming to fruition now, and it's like he's like, you know, Microsoft is having an issue selling their fucking games. He is going to be their number one fucking cheerleader for fucking Microsoft games. I can guarantee you that's going to happen. Not just Halo. I wouldn't be surprised if fucking Gears is the first.
He'll probably play Gears. Oh,
yeah. He's going to be their spokesperson. This is going to be the face.
It's like, why aren't you playing Fortnite or Apex Legends or anything? I'm playing Gears.
Yeah, and he can't, you know, he can't not play Gears, because where's his money coming from now? You know, it's just
I'm sure it's a multi-year deal. I'm sure it's a few million. He's got the
Wait, Adam, hold on. Are you saying that this is a timed exclusive?
I'm sure he's
an employee now. Sure. He's an employee. He probably got a health.
He's going to be on. He's going to be on Vimeo next.
I'm sure it is a timed exclusive. Because you notice that he did not close down his Twitch channel.
Yeah, yo, but
it's
Twitch,
still there.
Yeah, Twitch pulled that badge real fucking quick.
Yeah, well, they pulled the badge. Yeah,
but they knew it was coming, though. They knew it was coming.
They knew it was coming. So, yeah, what'll happen is that he'll probably do a few, you know, do his time over at Microsoft, do his thing, and then
sound like a prison sentence.
Yeah, he'll do his time at Microsoft, make that money. I'm sure he doesn't even need to worry about any of the stuff. He's probably on the payroll. So yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
He'll
he's an employee,
and then he'll come back.
If he even even if he needs to, he probably don't even need to after this. We don't know how many years this deal is for.
Because you know, for like he signed a fuck. I'm pretty sure he signed the fucking contract. Like that shit has to have something for about him playing their games.
Oh, it has to. It has to.
That's a no-brainer. There's no other reason to pick him up just to play Fortnite. Come on.
I'd be fucking shocked as shit.
Go ahead, keep playing that other game.
If he doesn't play Gears when it comes out, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, we're all gonna play Gears with him. What do you mean, Carlos?
I mean, wait, one second, Adam. Let me call you out.
I
got two weekends where the test came out, and you didn't play a single minute of that.
I don't need the test because I know it's going to be the funny game. I don't need the test. Someone says, yo, you want to go see LeBron James try out and play for? No, man, no practice. I know he's going to do it. I know he's going to bring his A game.
Man, you a fake Gears fan, man.
I know it's going to be a great game. I'm a big Gears fan, so that's it. I'm sold on it. I told you guys. I'm not second guessing it. I don't trust it. You will see it. We'll be playing together with Ninja. What do you mean? Me and you, Ninja Nelson? I still got his email address. Ninja Nelson. It's been a while. We haven't talked, but you know what? Let's get together. I think I still have your gamer tag. I still have Cliff Blazinski's gamer tag. He don't use this shit no more, but we played Gears back in the day. Like, yo, you ready to come out of retirement? No? All right. You don't worry about it because we got Major Nelson. We got Ninja. We got Tony. We got any other fake motherfuckers that want to join us. We're going to play.
Oh, shit. Oh, hold on. Okay, here's the question. Okay, you know how like EA paid him fucking millions of dollars or whatever to play Anthem? Will shit like that happen again now? Like,
no,
I don't think it's gonna happen now. If they come out with
Microsoft umbrella, nobody's gonna come out.
He ain't gonna be playing. What's the name of the new fucking Ghost Recon? Breakpoint.
He's not gonna be the only one not playing that shit.
I'm not gonna see him. I'm not gonna see him in no fucking events like I did. Did I tell you guys that story? I don't know if I told it on air.
Yeah.
No, I told you guys. I don't think I told it on air though.
Well, you gotta keep some secrets.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
The family.
No, when I went to the fucking Division II event in North Carolina, that motherfucker was right there. I saw that big purple head of his. I'm like, oh shit, there's Ninja. You know, I guess that won't be happening anymore. He's gonna be at the Microsoft events. You know,
yeah, and that shit won't be purple; it'll be green.
Excuse me. Yo, but okay. Another question. Okay, and I'm gonna use this as an example. Obviously, Throwdown is nowhere near as big as this, but this is a phenomenon that happens to a lot of like streamers and shit, right? Okay, we were big on YouTube, then we went over to Twitch, and we lost a third of our audience because they refused to make the switch. Will that happen to Ninja? Like, because how many does he have? How many millions does he have on Twitch? Like,
he's got over 10 million. Yeah, it's definitely gonna happen.
I definitely think so. It happens like that. Well, everybody's gonna move.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're seeing that now with the whole Steam and Epic. Same shit. You know, it's like people just don't want to switch. They can just click on people.
Yeah. So
14.7 million followers.
Yeah. I'm looking at his Mixer right now. He has 198,500 subscribers.
And he hasn't even started yet. Damn. Yeah. I'm just wondering how many of those millions are gonna move over. You know. Because, you know, there's Twitch lawyers like that one guy Carlos posted. That guy.
Well, this is where it's going to get tricky. This is where it's going to get tricky because it's not so much about even a Twitch loyalist. It could be just Fortnite. So let's say if he's not playing that and that's what they really wanted to see him play, that's why they subbed for, then, yeah, they're not going to go. And let's say, you know, they see him playing Gears, someone, they're like, you know what? Yeah, I want to jump in. But now, remember, it was Fortnite that really got everybody.
Yo, you go to the Mixer.com. The fucking, not the Mixer.com, but Mixer.com, the fucking front page has a banner with Ninja on it.
Wow.
On the very top.
Yep. There we go.
By the way, don't go to the Mixer.com. That's an adult site. You don't want to get involved with that. You know?
Oh, shit. I didn't even know. My bad.
Carlos is already clicking on it and shit.
You're up to that one, too? Shit.
Man. I got a Mixer real quick. I had to see this shit with my own eyes.
Yeah, just go to Mixer.com.
Why are you doing
Ninja,
that?
Ninja's right there. Look at this shit. Wow.
My fellow Halo boy, here we go.
You're gonna get. How do you see the live count of people in the channel?
Watch now, right? Look.
Because okay. I'm in his channel right now, and the chat's going off.
Damn, he's not even live.
There's a party going on. I can feel it going on.
That's insane.
Here we go.
Hey Chris, it went up another 1,000 subscribers by the time between when you said it and when it went up another 1,000. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm watching this shit live. It's about to go to 200,000 right before my eyes, man. This is crazy. Okay.
Let's just dedicate this whole show to
this shit. Yeah, we're
okay.
There's still sitting in his chat, and there's no stream going on.
There's no stream.
All right. Yep, they're all hanging out. It's a party chat. All right, hold on. I got a sub. All right. I am in.
Twitch sucks.
We are boys for life, man. Look, I'm gonna type in the group. I'm like, yo, I have crossed over. Here, we'll watch this.
Hold on, but Mixer does have subscription because it said claim your free subscription.
There we go. I just let the world know. Now they know that I'm here.
I have crossed over. Wait, that was you,
Adam.
That was me.
It's his gamer tag. His gamer tag. If you know his gamer tag.
Adam Fiber. I can't say because I already scrolled away.
Yeah. No,
it's my citizen one.
I can't see it. There's too many fucking people here.
Oh, it's already gone.
Yeah, oh well.
It was there. It's okay. It's cool. You'll see us when we're playing together, when we're playing Gears.
So, yeah, man. Go ahead.
Playing that Gears?
Yes. Yeah. You're going to be playing Gears with us too somehow.
And it's crazy, though. Like, it's like the influence this dude has is fucking ridiculous. And he's just a fucking gamer, man.
But you know what? This is good. This is what we wanted all the way back from when we saw Fred Savage playing the fucking game in the movie.
Really? We wanted fucking streams?
We wanted a pro gamer to represent and just get to that stage that people had to bow, you know, bend the knee and respect him. And the media respect him. And now they're giving him buckets of money. And you know what? He deserves it. The guy plays games. He works the system. And it's working out for him. So fuck it. More power to him. You know, he's not like some of the other guys talking all this shit about other people and causing problems. And, you know, those guys are. He's not doing it.
Yeah, throwing hats off like the chairs and stuff.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I wonder what people
vodka to cats. You know?
Shit.
Yeah, shit like that.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I don't have to do all this shit.
Damn. I'm amazed that this chat is going off and he's not even streaming. That is wild, dude.
No, but you know what? That's not that wild because when you go to the Division on YouTube or any of those, and right now there's a bunch of people in the chat and there's no show. There's no one streaming. There's nothing. Then people just hang out in these things like chat rooms.
Yeah, but you can't even like chat in this shit. It goes so fast, you know? Actually, it's not as fast as some of these like titty girls, man. Have you seen those things that just scrolling up like crazy?
That's for Throwdown After Hours.
It's crazy, man.
We do have a significant lack of titties.
Yeah, we do. Wow.
Maybe that's what we need to round out our show.
Yeah, right. Just some big breasts in everybody's faces. Everybody will show up. But that's a conversation for another day. Anyway, any last thoughts on Mr. Ninja?
I'm hyped. This is exciting.
I'm kind of glad that he moved just to see the world burn because I don't know what's going to happen.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I think competition is good. I think that Twitch has gotten like King of the Mountain, and they're fucking people all over. So good anymore.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with that.
I just have to take this opportunity to say fuck that guy.
Ninja.
I mean, okay. Here's the thing, like Ninja, and I realize he's just the face of the problem, but we've gotten to this point where like culture influencers and streamers, like he's not even just a streamer anymore. He's become like a fucking web celebrity personality culture influencer thing. And you know, now essentially he gets paid to be the popular kid in high school. And I don't.
But he's providing a service. He's not like Paris Hilton.
What service is he providing?
Oh,
famous. He's a gaming. He's providing entertainment. What service does an actor do? It's the same shit.
So you're saying he's basically a Kardashian.
There, no, Kardashians don't do shit. Come on.
They had a show.
And they walk around doing nothing. This is different.
He's actually playing something. The Paul brothers would be the Kardashians of the web, right? They don't do anything. But yet they're
not. No, that's right. Okay. The point I'm making is It's not his presentation. It's not who Thorne is. He's a personality. It's his reaction, and his over. A lot of these Twitch celebrities have been that way, and it's because they're entertaining a mass of children. And so essentially, what we're ending up with is a wacky, melodramatic children's entertainer who is way fucking overpaid in the face of gaming for some reason.
A kid just won $3 million at Fortnite. He's 16. It's working. This shit works. He's making people rich.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And that's all well and good. No beef, but shade for days. Like, in my opinion, in my personal opinion, like, this is the shit that is fucking up gaming. This is the reason Fortnite is dominating everything, and we're not getting people to actually put... Yeah.
Once he gets everything settled with Gears and I establish a good relationship with him, now that I'm part of his crew, I will put you in. We're all gonna game together. You got your Xbox, and we're gonna smooth this shit out.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Like, I don't have a problem with personalities. Like, you know, like I liked Total Biscuit. I liked Angry Joe. Like, I don't mind somebody who does their job well and relies on their personality to make it different. It's these over the top, melodramatic, flip out podcasters who
Angry Joe is all shtick.
Angry Joe is all shtick, but it's not. You know what I mean? You know what I mean when I say that they're children's entertainers and they act like children's entertainers. I just don't like it, and maybe it's just this is the salt of an old gamer talking.
Yeah, but like it worked for him. It's making him money, right?
Maybe you should be the Mr. Rogers of
gaming.
You know, of gaming, where essentially you go on there, you'd be like, you're like, won't you be my neighbor?
No, we'll talk about that. I'll get my fireplace set up, and how y'all see my magic den. I will have a fireside chat about, and I will come out like a 1950s dad. Come on in here,
like,
have a seat.
Like, hi there. Hi there, bibbidi boop.
Have a seat. It's time we had a talk.
All of a sudden sound like Dean Martin.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. I'll start bitter fireside chats with Brett. I'll do it. Don't tempt me.
Yeah. I should, you know, just to be fair to Ninja, he is actually very skilled. Like, he's a skilled gamer, so he does bring that to the table, you know?
He's doing something. He's not like all these other...
He's a high-level player, you know? So we got to give the man his
due. That's exactly the thing that frustrates me. It's like when Ryan Reynolds went through the part in his acting career where he just kept taking his shirt off instead of being funny anymore. Like, that infuriated me. Like, Ninja, you're a gamer, but for some reason, like, and I can't fault him, which is why there's no beef, but, like... You're a gamer, but you're famous for essentially like leaping out of your chair at jump scares and flipping out and doing all kinds of
crazy shit.
Yeah, I've seen his chair. Like that's essentially like
I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, okay. Because every time I've seen some of his stuff, I've never seen him do. He's just sitting there, kind of being boring, to be honest.
He's good though. He's that's what it is. People just watch him play, and then he plays with other. You know, well-known gamers, so streamers, so people watch that as well. You know?
All right. I mean, again, I'm no beef, just throwing shade, and apparently, I'm throwing shade for the wrong reason. So, reevaluate my perceptions here.
I don't think he's overpaid. I mean, he built his audience.
Yeah,
he did his thing.
Did it on his own.
We've said it before. We're all about capitalism and stuff. If that's how he's making his money, and I give him way more respect. Like. Logan Paul's going and messing with dead people in a forest in Japan, and he's getting hits for that? Like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, Ninja's not hurting anybody or doing something crazy like that. You know?
That's what I'm saying. And he's not shitting on other guys, other streamers, doing all that. He's just doing his thing.
Do I dare say it? He's wholesome.
And he donates a lot of money to children charities. He does a lot of appearances at hospitals, and he does all that type of stuff. Yeah, so
that helps the taxes out, man.
It helps him, but he doesn't have to do it.
You're right. You know what? I'm thinking more. In retrospect, I'm thinking more PewDiePie. I apologize.
Yeah, PewDiePie. Right. I guess.
See, there you go. PewDiePie. He's a prick.
Yeah, yeah. Everything you said counts for PewDiepie. It doesn't really count for Ninja. You know.
Yeah, I don't really have any issues with Ninja.
Yep. I retract that statement. I'm gonna eat a whole big bag of crow. I was thinking of PewDiePie. That was my bad, guys. Sorry.
Right. See, yeah, there you go, people. We're honest here on Throwdown. Yeah, because Brady always like, I'm like, I don't think that's Ninja. You know?
No. Yeah. I was thinking of PewDiePie, and I'm like, why does nobody think this motherfucker's annoying? Oh, wait. Oh, I've got the wrong person. I'm the asshole here. Okay. I see what's going on.
Yeah, because PewDiePie, he's all that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean, Brad. Like, they all look the same. me as well. The funny thing is that I'm actually being genuinely serious. Like, all these, like, famous YouTube streamers people, they all look
white motherfuckers.
No,
I'm not talking about race. I'm talking about, like, what they do. They all look the same. Like, they're all pretty, like, replaceable. Like, they all, like, overreact to nonsense. Like, Markiplier, Ninja, PewDiePie. Like, they all behave the same.
Like, again, who's the one that went Ninja is pretty low key though, man. Why am I defending fucking Ninja, by the way?
Because no, you're not defending. You're just, you know, pointing out the facts. That's
200,000, by the way. 200,000. On
mix. Oh, congratulations, Ninja!
There you go.
Oh man! All right,
make that money. Ahead.
He's getting all the people that are listening to this show right now. We're converting people, one person at a time.
Yo, go sub.
Yeah, I do. I do not begrudge this man making his money. Do your thing, Ninja. Do your thing, man.
No. As long as you ain't PewDiePie, we cool.
Ninja's
like pretty benign as a
person. Yeah.
And all that stuff in this space. So
like if he's the face of gaming, that's not a bad thing.
The only thing that kind of irks me about him is that, and I understand why he does this, is that he's really vanilla as a when he talks.
That's like, what people like that shit, man.
Yeah. But like, no, but I'm saying like even his announcement, he's like, oh, I can't wait to get on Mixer to do like he just bullshits. It's like he doesn't really tell it like it is. He just kind of double talks, you know. So it's like that kind of shit irks me. But I mean, that's...
yeah. Well, you know, he's not an actor. He doesn't have that skill yet. Eventually, he will.
No. I'm saying he's more like an actor than he is a real person.
Yeah, he's saying he comes off fake.
He is Jeff Keighley.
Wait, I need to add to that. He's Jeff Keighley, he's Ryan Seacrest, and he's Carson Daly. It's those type of guys, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah. He's that for the gaming industry, or for the gamer version, because obviously Jeff Keighley is that for the gaming industry as a whole, but for the gamers, that's what he is. Again, people like that milquetoast stuff, you know, which is interesting.
Yeah, and I can understand it because that kind of personality does not get you in trouble.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the smart thing to do. So.
Yeah, that's how you make your money.
Mm-hmm. You know?
That'd be a company man. Everybody knows that.
Yep. All right, let's move on, man. Adam, this is your segment.
Tell us
about Call of Duty, man. They had a Call of Duty Modern Warfare multiplayer reveal. What was interesting about this multiplayer is way, tonally... It is way fucking different than the game. It's like, you know, crazy Michael Bay action and shit.
Yeah, but it's more like...
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just very interesting.
No. It is. It's good. It's good. It's a 10v10 and 20v20. That's awesome, you know. But a lot of it reminds people of Conquest, which was in Battlefield. Just from what I've seen, though, the maps aren't as huge as the Battlefield ones. But if anyone played Battlefield Conquest, it was similar to that. I think that one had like 50, though. That was pretty big. But it's the same concept. It's like you got a large amount of groups of people. You're going after each other. I think the main ones was Domination, which is awesome. Because, you know, you have to go and take over certain areas. And that's great when you have a big group and you're seeing your buddies and other people just running around. That's war. That gives that vibe, that real feel of what people have been wanting. And it's different. I'm looking forward to it. You know, they're bringing back kill streaks. You know, of this type, there's different type of things where you can actually, I think it was Killstreak 7. Once you get to that wave 7, you'll get a tank. The tank will drop down and two people can get in. One person drives, the other person can shoot. You know, it's cool. Yeah, I'm excited for it. You know, and people should be. It's a different approach, especially after what we've just been going through with the whole Black Ops and playing these Battle Royales. I mean, we're going back to Call of Duty. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah. Well, you answered my question. I was going to ask you, like, as a person who was very disappointed with the last one, I guess you're hyped for this. So that's good.
Yeah, because that's all right. It's funny because when we first talked about Black Ops 4, when we first found out that they were doing a battle royale, I was hyped. Remember, I was like, "Oh, this is going to be great.
It was going to be the butter."
Yeah, it's just going to be the butter version of the game. Everybody's going to spit on the other shit. So this is it. But next thing you know, we see the map and it looks just like Battlegrounds. You know, it's like, what the hell's going on here? You're still in like German cornfields and shit like that. This is No, I wanted that environment, close quarters. I wanted buildings and, like you said, the Michael Bay feel and people running around and chaos and hiding in buildings and stuff. Sort of like what we got in Titanfall 2 when you play multiplayer. That's what I was expecting. We didn't get that. Yeah, and it sucked. So I think they even noticed that. I was like, all right, how can we do that without doing that and giving the people what they were expecting us to do? All right, well, we can tweak it up and do something like this. And that's what we're getting. That 10v10, 20v20, that sounds great to me. You know, you run in there and think about it. We could all jump in there and play with a bunch of other people all on one team, you know, and do that type of thing. We don't have to do like a 4v4, like what they're doing with Apex and all these other ones. You know, this is war. This will be fun. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so what are the modes that this thing has? Do you know?
It's the same type of modes. They're leaking things slowly, you know, different types. But we got the domination. We got the what was the other one? It wasn't new though. It was from last week.
Domination.
No. It was the
coalition.
Where's the two people one? It was two v two.
Oh yeah.
Last week that they announced. Right, which is it's pretty cool, you know, if you and your buddy are good at it, and then you can go and rank up and go against other people, two people, and you run around and stuff. Domination. But see, domination is fun, you know. But I'm looking forward to it. Every week they said they were going to start announcing other information about the multiplayer and stuff, and I really don't want to know anything about the story. We know too much about the story. The story is already causing controversy. People are upset, saying it's trying to get too real, it's trying to be too edgy, it's trying to one up No Russian so they can get back into the news. And I don't think that's the case. You know, I think, and I've said this before, they've already gone to the extreme of the over the top. We've seen the wall jumps, we've seen the space. You know, we've seen Battle Royale, you know. So the only other thing they can do is go into a realistic situation, because we've also seen the World War IIs. How many times can they go back to that? You know, so it's like, let's take away all the crazy wall jumps and all that stuff and the Iron Man outfits, and let's not go all the way to the past. You know, and let's stick in the middle ground. Let's stick with what is now. And is it gritty? Yeah, it's gritty. But if anyone wants to know what's going on in the world, turn on NPR and just listen. There's fucking wars going on right now. That's fucking crazy. Syria is a disaster. There's a lot of shit going on. It's kind of fucked up that we're playing something like this in a game. But they're just trying to show people, like, hey, this is how these things pretty much work out. You know, there's some fucked up situations, judgment calls, right? I think, I don't know if you played it. No, you probably didn't. You didn't play that one. You didn't go to that event. But some people played it, and they know about the judgment calls where there was a woman going for the baby or the gun. Where's she going? You get to shoot her whichever way you want. You know what I mean? Maybe don't shoot her. Those type of things. You're going to make a lot of those judgment calls. And that's a situation that if you were in combat, or even if you're a cop or something, you have to make these decisions. So it's trying to add that element into the game. And people need to respect that. That's something new. It's not just about running in a room and shooting everybody and then they're clear and go to the next one. It was like, yeah, but you know, there was a person, a civilian. When you do the, I think it was in Modern Warfare 2, where you can go through a training, little training exercise, and they would show like civilians, right? And you can't shoot them. Maybe it was in 1, but they never really had that in the game, where you had to watch out for the civilians. You know, most of the time it's just you and enemies, NPCs running around and stuff. This is not going to have that. This will have civilians. You could shoot civilians. This could be like when you're playing those shooting games back in the day in the arcade, remember?
Yeah.
You had the gun, you shoot, like, oh, shit, wait. Oh, I shouldn't have shot her. We're going to experience that in this game. You know, so it's going to be gritty. It's going to be fun. The multiplayer looks great. I mean, it's Call of Duty, but I do like the fact that they're adding all these other elements of people, and he's trying to add different kill streak options. Like I said, if streak 12, you get like a super suit, but not like a super suit, but like a heavily armored suit with a heavy LMG.
Saw that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And you just start mauling people down. So that looks cool. Maybe I'll get to that. I never really get to, great with the kill streak sometimes. Depends. It's all about knowing the maps. But from what I've seen from the gameplay, it looks fun. You know, running in and out of buildings, seeing 4 or 5 guys just run across and like, oh shit, just hose them down. You know? So it's gonna be fun. I'm excited for it. Yeah. So yep.
And they said they didn't reveal everything yet, right? There's just
no. There's still more news. We're gonna keep seeing news leak out until the release date. You know, and that's fine. And it's smart what they're doing with all the multiplayer stuff. From what I understand, they've confirmed there's no zombies in this.
Interesting.
You know, so And I think the zombie guy got fired also.
The zombie guy got fired?
Yeah. The guy who created the whole zombie genre and the mode and did all that stuff, they let him go last week. I got to look that up, but I'm pretty sure they did. You know, and that's good. That's fine. You know, time to freshen things up. And this is freshening it up. We've never had a 10 versus 10 and a 20 versus 20. And yeah, you can compare it to Battlefield, but you know what? The gameplay can't be compared. You know, Battlefield would just, even though it had the big worlds, big maps, big matches, it just didn't have the gameplay like Call of Duty. Call of Duty just feels good. You know, it's just a fun shooter, and I hope people enjoy it. You know, I'm going to enjoy it, and I think that they're doing the right thing by taking it into this direction. So,
yeah, well, you know, to quote you, got to do something.
Got to do something. That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you going to do? We've already seen everything else. And we've already seen the past. How many times can they go back to World War II, One, and all these other shits? You know, you got to.
They need to go back to the Crimean War or something. You know?
Shit, do you remember there was a game back in on PS2 and on Xbox where it was during the Civil War, and it was a first person shooter. Mm. To see him blow a musket, it was horrible.
Yeah.
You know, it was so. I got so fed up with that shit that I just grabbed my damn Rambo knife, and that's it. That's how I ran around doing that, because I couldn't deal with the musket. Couldn't deal with it. Even trying to hit somebody was slow with it. It was like, ooh. You know, so, I mean, we did see, what was it, a few years ago that we saw that it was like a trailer, but of like a concept of them trying to do something within like the Roman Empire and those type of battles. They released something, but it just never panned out.
Yeah, that shit don't work. Because you need it to be fast-paced, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then it just wouldn't look right. I mean, that's something that we thought that other game on Xbox One, that launch game, what was it that you liked so much?
Oh, Rome Son of War. Yeah, no, yeah, Rise Son of Rome. Yeah, Rise Son of Rome, yeah.
Remember when they first showed that with the shield and all the whole army? That's what we thought. We were like, oh, this is going to be badass. It didn't get to that point. You know, and it looks like at one point Activision or one of the groups for the Call of Duty were thinking of going in that direction, but they scrapped it. You know, and who knows? Maybe one day they'll get to that. But either way, I think right now this will be fun. You know, and the fact that they're trying to change things up, just adding all those players in actual modes and that's not in a battle royale setting, that's refreshing for me. I'm looking forward to that.
Cool. All right. Moving on. This is interesting. Okay. You guys remember, I forgot when it was, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, where EA was saying that gamers aren't interested in single player games. And then, you know, they kind of got proven wrong. So they made another, to me at least, a similar statement. I want to get you guys' takes on it. So EA says, at least according to its data, that their fans, you know, fans that people, you know, people that buy EA games are not interested in Switch ports. And they're using, they said this is based off their data. They said that Switch owners own Xboxes or PCs or PS4s. And if they have a choice, they buy the other versions. They don't buy the Switch ones.
So, you know, dumb. And that's bullshit. Because everybody's been asking for a skate game. They could easily port that shit. Everybody's been asking for a Road Rash. They could easily port that shit.
You know what it is? It's also because they port like a really shitty version of the game anyway.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. Like, Adam, you told us too, man, about FIFA, how fucked up that was.
It's bullshit. It's a downgraded version. I hate the fact they even call it FIFA 18 and 19 because it's not the full game. It didn't have the campaign. It didn't have journey mode and stuff. So you're not on par with the other ones. You can't call it that. That's false advertising. How come they're not getting sued for that shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the newest one, they say it's just going to be a legacy. So which means it's just going to have updated rosters and jerseys and kits. So it's like you're going to charge a full price, right? Oh, yeah, it's going to be 60. So FIFA 20, 60 across the board. But the Switch version, you're not getting any of the other features. You're not getting the FIFA Street or any of that other cool shit. No, you're just going to get some updated rosters and jerseys.
Yeah, but still pay $60.
Yeah, exactly. Just still pay $60. They should, if anything, then put it half price. But like, hey, you know what? We're not giving you much. So here, half price. They won't do that shit. They never do. They did this. This is the same shit they did on Vita. You know, when Vita came out, they did the first. It was just FIFA soccer. And it was like, okay, it was a proof of concept. Oh, look what we're doing. It was great. All right, I can't wait for the next one. Next one came and they did some tweaks. And then the one after that and one after that, which is legacies. Like, ah, fuck it. We give up. So, take it.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it's kind of interesting how, like, basically, EA is the reason why, you know, I mean, obviously the Switch can't handle a lot of these games, but it, you know, you would think it would be able to handle the Sims, which is kind of the game they're focusing on with this. But yeah, it's just interesting how basically the reason why most people choose the other versions is because the other versions are just better, you know.
What if they
somehow figured out how to get the crossplay thing to work, like where you could take the game that you're playing currently on your Xbox or PlayStation and continue it on the Switch version.
Well, real quick, I don't want to backtrack, but just because he
wrote crossplay.
That's right, crossplay's for the Call of Duty also.
Call of Duty. That's right. Yeah, it's gonna have crossplay. Yeah,
across all platforms. But no one knows if they're gonna have its own friend system. So can we just, if you know, create a new friend list within the game? Because it's never really had something like that. So, but I think it should, as opposed to just randomly pairing people up. And is it going to have an option to disable PC players? Because they're always going to have an advantage with a keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, that is true. You know.
So, but back to the EA thing. Hey, it's all bullshit. Because even on their main Instagram and everyone, people have blown them up. It's like, we're asking for old shit already. We're not asking. You could say all the shit about, oh, the new stuff, fine. Yeah, a lot of the new stuff probably won't work over it. But the old shit, bring the Skate, bring Road Rash, bring the street versions, the EA Big, SSX, you know, bring those type of games. This is what people want, and they just don't do it. They could port those over. We're seeing all those ports from the Xbox 360 and PS3 days. They could do it.
Yeah, it's interesting. All right, and the last thing I have here. Remember we talked about how Sony's going to be using Azure for stream or whatever. So this week, this is kind of like we called it. It was basically about how Sony approached Microsoft, and then Microsoft says like, yeah, we're depending on Sony's success, you know, specifically the PS4 for this thing to happen. I'm like, yeah, no shit. Obviously, you know, like we told you that from the jump, you know, cause everybody was jumping to a conclusion like, oh, that's it. Microsoft's going to buy Sony now, you know, dumb shit like that. It's like, no, Sony's just a customer. That's all they are to Microsoft, you know, just like Microsoft is a customer of Sony when they buy Blu-rays, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's all about business.
Yeah, it's basically said that this was all driven by Sony, obviously. So Sony's not going to try to make their own shit when something already exists, you know?
Yeah, and I'm sure, weren't they using Amazon before? Who were they using? Or were they using their own thing?
They might have been using AWS.
It was something. Yeah. And remember, they said the only other option was to go with Google, and they didn't want to go with Google because, you know, Google's doing their own Stadia shit in that realm of online streaming games, so.
Honestly, I wouldn't trust Google anyway. Google Computing Cloud is even years behind AWS.
Damn.
So probably the best bet that they had, like with price, performance, reliability, security, whatever, is to go with Azure.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I basically just have to start because it's like, yeah, we told you guys so. You know, we told you all this shit.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's like, I don't understand why this is it's all that console war bullshit.
It is.
I mean, the thing is like all the different studios had, you know, competing studios had something from the other one inside of them somehow, you know? And it does, you know, whether, you know, only one who specifically avoided getting anything from anybody else was friggin' Nintendo. And even them, they're like, yeah, we're going to play now too. So, I don't see this as a bad thing, but it's also a sign of what Microsoft's future is for the Xbox division. You know?
Yeah.
I won't be surprised if there's something else that comes from this where it's like, you know, the Xbox, you know, anywhere where it essentially starts working on a PS5. Or, you know, you see PlayStation View on an Xbox thing. You know,
it could happen.
Possibility,
yeah. That would be hilarious. You know, just to see the reactions. By the way, a lot of the guys that were talking all this shit about how like Microsoft was gonna or Microsoft owns Sony now, they looked really stupid when this report came up. You know, they changed their tune real quick.
Well, then, I mean, I said it in the tweet, like when you tweeted this out, yeah. I was like, they're essentially their service provider.
Yes,
it's like us paying for fucking cable. It's the same sort of thing.
Yeah, but of course everybody's like, oh, that's it. You're going to see Sony games on Microsoft now. It's like, come on, son. fuck is wrong with you guys? Or yeah, like The Last of Us on Xbox. It was like, come on, guys, you're being real stupid right now. You know, whatever. Anyway, let's wrap it up with some games we have been playing lately. All right, Adam, I'm starting with you first, man.
Super Mario World, Resident Evil 4 on Switch, the Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
How is that? I haven't even touched that yet. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
It's fun. It's fun. If you like the other ones, you'll like this one. You know, I've been switching it from docked and handheld. Yeah, and I'm having fun with it, getting all the characters. I'm trying to get my favorite, which is Ghost Rider. I always liked Ghost Rider in the last ones because he sort of had that scorpion feel with the chain, you know, whoosh, wrapping it around people and pulling them. So it's fun. I'm enjoying it. Yeah, it's a good game. The Resident Evil 4 also looks pretty good. So I have no issues with that. What else? Street Fighter. Still doing a lot of Street Fighter. Don't think I'm going to be able to make this tournament, but I have to get my game up. It's going to take some time. So
no evil for you this year, man.
No evil for me. No evil for me. But I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter. You're about to see some more Street Fighter coming. And what else? I'm trying to think. Def Jam 5 for New York. Got back into that. So on the PlayStation 2. So see if I can finish that one off, because I don't remember if I finished that one. I finished Vendetta, but I don't think 5 for New York. And I think that's it that I've been playing.
All right, cool. All right, Brett, have you been playing anything lately? I know you've been busy.
No, man, I haven't had time to play any video games, unfortunately. Although any recommendations would be nice, as I'm thinking of. I might be starting to have time again.
Yeah, actually, I was going to ask you.
Didn't you say you were going to give Horizon Zero Dawn a retry?
I did say that, didn't I?
Uh-oh. And don't forget about Cuphead.
Wow.
I don't know if I have Cuphead time.
Wait, come on. That game is not even that
long. Actually, no. I think, Brett, didn't you say you didn't want to play a fuck you in the ass type of game right now?
Well, and that's what I mean. Like, yeah.
You call yourself a real gamer? I don't know, man.
He has his reasons, man. Come on now.
Yeah, let me get this business all set up and running, and then I'll worry about it. A couple more weeks.
Yeah, like,
I think you should play a walking simulator then.
Yeah.
Zero stress.
Yeah. Like, Brett, you wouldn't even play a Souls game right now, would you? You're like, no.
Oh God, no, I can't. I couldn't take.
I think you need to play Everyone Goes to the Rapture.
Damn. Oh, and the Grand Theft Auto. Chris and I, we want to.
Excuse me.
We're playing that Motor City shit.
Oh, Arena War.
Arena Wars. We're playing Arena Wars.
You mean Mad Max?
I don't know. It's weird.
It's kind of like Mad Max meets XFL.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Weird. But we have to play The Division. Hopefully this weekend we can play that. Because remember the episodes. At least the story ones. We could do those.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that tomorrow then.
Division?
Yeah. Story ones.
All right. Brian, what have you been playing lately, sir?
Fun fact, I started playing Breath of the Wild like this week Monday.
Whoa.
Who are you?
Whoa. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you gotta tell us then, man.
Well, firstly, it's my first ever Zelda game I have ever played, so that's a start.
Yes.
I know, right? Ryan's never played a Zelda game. Ryan's also played one Final Fantasy game as well.
Was it the shittiest one of all?
No, what, just 15.
Is eight the shittiest one of all?
I'll let the fanboys decide what's the worst one.
There you go.
I know that 15's not the worst one.
It's not. 15 is badass.
Wait, who's saying 15 is the worst one?
No, I'm saying that it's not the worst one. So hence, I know that that's fine. Yeah. It's actually really quite fun. Like, I'm digging it so far. I'm starting to understand why you guys hated the weapon reality thing, because it's like I hit like two guys with a stick and then stick breaks, like really, like fuck.
So, you get it now, right?
Yeah, I'm starting to understand it. Like, again, I don't mind the idea of it. I think it's fine, makes things interesting, but it shouldn't be that fragile,
you yeah, know?
Like,
yeah.
I wish like we had the motorcycle right off the bat. Shit.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I'm still on like the first platform thing, try and get the glider. I'm trying to get to the last tower. I have like one tower left, and then I can get the glider, I think. So
just working through it,
just exploring.
Is it in the ice part of the plateau?
Yes.
Yeah.
How the hell do you get there?
You need to get the old man to give you a. You can find a sweater.
Yeah. I'm in that same part.
Or you have to cook something that gives you cold resistance.
Like some chili peppers.
I thought they were like weirdly placed there. I'm like, why is like this random plant here? I'm like, it's weird. Okay, cool. So yeah. So I'm just doing that. It's quite fun so far. I'm enjoying it. I'm loving the puzzle stuff, you know. So yeah, so far so good. Let's see how this goes.
Brian, don't feel too bad. That's my second Zelda game I've ever played in my life, so you know, I'm not too far behind.
Yeah, don't feel bad. Like my 12.
No,
Don't
feel bad. I'm at the same exact point, and I've had that since launch.
Damn.
I actually did start thinking about jumping back into that, though. Like earlier today, I was looking at it. I'm like, why can't I just get the motorcycle and a sword that doesn't break? I'll actually pay for microtransactions for that shit. I remember, Chris, you said you... Chris, I remember you said that you got the DLC, right? You did all that with the motorcycle, but you don't get it, right? Don't you have to like work toward it?
No, you at the end of the second DLC, get the bike.
See, but that's what I'm saying. I thought once you pay for it, then it just pops.
No, it doesn't pop. No, it's a reward for beating it.
No, I don't need that reward. I need it now. I need to ride around on my bike. You know, I know. Give me one sword that doesn't break. I'll give you $1 for that shit. An unbreakable sword, please.
That would be... See, I would play the game again if you give me that, you know? And also, like, all the different outfits you need for the different temperatures, because I hated grinding for lizards, you know, to make a fucking, like, fire suit. I'm like, come on, man, I don't want to deal with this shit. You know?
You're turning me off now, see? Yeah. Brian's right now thinking about that game, deleting it. All right, hold on. How do I delete?
Yeah, like, for...
should be fun.
Yeah, no, you'll like it, you know. Not you, Adam. You won't like it. Adam, Brian will. You won't like it, Adam. Stop playing that shit. I know you, man.
Yeah, I won't be able to do that shit.
All right.
Also, just one last thing. Carlos, late Sunday. Yeah, I know. Almost there. Yep, that's me, Tony.
Cool. Carlos.
Nothing, actually.
Damn.
Man, what's wrong with you, man?
There's nothing to play.
What are you talking about?
What about the backlog, motherfucker?
Go back in the bag and play
some
more.
That is a bullshit. That is a bullshit statement because there's lots of shit to play.
Come on.
Yo, man, it's...
I know what you're playing. You're playing chess. You turned into an old man.
Well, I'm playing it right now, actually.
See? Look at that. Grandpa.
Did you finish Smash Bros?
I didn't finish Smash. I mean, what is Smash Bros? Came out last year.
No,
shit.
It came out a few months ago.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it came out this year, Smash Brothers.
No, wasn't that last year?
It came out last holiday.
Excuse me?
Yeah. No, Adam.
Gotta get him off the meds, man.
Hold on, no. Smash Brothers came out last year. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, it came out in December.
Last year.
All right, so it felt like it was close.
It came out like last week for Adam, you know?
That's when he finally looked at it on the shelf. Like, oh, shit, it's there.
Excuse me?
Is that what I think it is?
You know
what
I
mean? I didn't know I had that game. It just appeared on my shelf.
It was just there one day, man.
I don't like any of the DLC characters, though. I don't give a shit about Banjo. I don't give a shit about those fucking hero guys from that whatever anime game.
Oh, from Dragon's Quest?
Anime game, no.
Dragon Quest, I don't give a shit.
Damn.
I fucked those motherfuckers.
Yeah, anime game, man. Dragon Quest is like old as shit.
Exactly. I don't need those characters in my fucking game.
Hey, man. This is all about the celebration, man. All about the games.
He's like, fuck that weeb shit, man. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Hadouken. That's what I'll give that motherfucker.
You're like, those are real games where you throw fireballs.
In the game, Ryu and Ken. And
I know. Yeah.
I know them characters.
I know them characters. I heard of them.
All right, Chris, what you been playing, man?
GTA the casino stuff, and Adam and I did Arena War. I went back and because I did the single player on PS3, but I didn't do it on PS4, so I started playing through that a little bit. And I've been playing Horizon Chase Zero.
Wait, what?
Horizon Chase, it was free on PS Plus last month. It's like Top Gear or Super Nintendo, if you remember that game.
Oh, interesting.
It literally is Top Gear. It's like a love letter to Top Gear.
Not to be confused with the show.
Not Top Gear.
Chris, did you finish Bloodstained?
No, I didn't finish. I got to go back and finish it.
All right, okay.
I'm at the end.
Now I don't feel guilty. I'm still stuck in the same place. I'm like, I don't want to do this shit.
Yo, man, that's the butt of game. What you doing?
Manny, you finished it, man?
No, I haven't been able to play any game.
Talking all that shit.
unless somehow I'm able to create extra time in the day to do it, because most of my time is traveling, working, and traveling.
Yo, I'm going to be honest, though, Manny. If that shit came out on Vita, you would have beat it.
I probably would.
You know? That's how you got the platinum for Metal Gear 2, right? Because you just had it on Vita and shit.
Had it on Vita. But I mean, even just playing games on, like, I have so many projects that are kind of butted up against each other. There's not one moment where I cannot be working on something. Man. So I'm on the bus home, and I'm inking pages. I'm on the bus, the train in, do coloring pages. So for excellence. So. I'm full hustle mode right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bloodstained is waiting in the wings. And by the time I get to it, all the DLC will be in it, and the game will be totally reworked when I sit down to play it again.
Yeah. Chris, anything else, man?
Oh, that's it.
Cool. All right. Manny, you pretty much went. I played, and I'm going to have it's not really a review, even though it's going to say review. I just played a little bit of it just to give my impressions on it. Because it's already a port of a port, I guess. God Eater 3, which is kind of like Monster Hunter. If you guys remember, the first two God Eaters came out on Vita back in the day. And it was pretty much the Monster Hunter clone. It was one of the bigger ones, but it wasn't as big as Monster Hunter. So I played the Switch version because it had already come out on PS4 and PC earlier this year. So I played a little bit of the Switch just to see how it was. You know, yeah, if you like Monster Hunter, but it's a simplified Monster Hunter. Kind of like Dauntless is a simplified Monster Hunter. Same type of deal, except this one's like super anime. This is how anime this game is, because it has an anime intro. Like 3 minutes long, halfway through, I forgot that I was playing a game. I'm like, oh, let's see what this anime is about. And then when the title screens, I'm like, oh, it's a video game. I totally forgot, you know. But it's cool, you know. Other than that, I have just been playing, finish up as many pieces as you can to make your money for the month. That's what I've been playing. That's pretty much it. Not a lot of gaming going on for a gaming podcast. Man, what's up with that? You know,
speaking of that, real quick.
But it's the summer, man. It's the summer, you know. You got an announcement to make.
The remaster, the Ghostbusters video game, the remaster, they announced a release date, October 4th.
Excuse me?
It's coming for Xbox, PS4, and the Switch. Yep. So we should play that. That'll be fun.
Actually, Adam, you just reminded me something. Okay, we'll talk about the announcement first, but we can talk about the leak. I believe it was 2 days ago because EVO is about to happen this week, isn't it? So leak happened. The three new characters for Street Fighter, and it's now official. You got E Honda, you know, mm-hmm. You got Poison, and then you have, I don't know who this is. Where's she from?
I don't know, but she's a mother chick. She didn't look from
Final Fight.
Oh, really? Which Final Fight?
I don't know which version of it.
She's not the girl you say, right?
I don't know who she is, but she is a Metro City cop, and she's got a Brooklyn accent.
So you have two people from Final Fight in this thing, then, because you got Poison, yeah. You know. Poison. Yeah.
What's it, Cody's in it too?
What?
Well, Cody, he's already.
Cody
in it.
Is Cody's in it.
Yeah, he's already in it.
He's already in it. Yeah. Okay. So so Lucia is from Final. I don't remember her.
I want DJ back.
DJ.
DJ was fun.
Yeah, but it's cool to see E Honda back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, there you go. In the face.
So that means that all the World Warriors are back.
I believe so. They're all there. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. The 8 original ones, yeah. Yeah, they're all there. And they look older. E. Honda looks pretty good for his age, though. He hasn't grayed or nothing, you know? He's still muscly.
Oh, that's good eating.
Yeah. Rose, I mean, not Rose, Poison looks way fucking musclier this time. Damn. Maybe she really is a man, you know? Shit. Jesus. Yeah. Hugo's not in this shit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Pretty sure he is.
Okay. Remember her?
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not Hugo. It's that other guy.
Oh yeah, another that's right. Final yeah.
It's like another boss. Not a boss character, but like a mini.
Yeah,
boss
Adam. Character. Remember when we played? I used him.
Yo, he was fucking massive. The guy was covering up the damn health bar. He was so big.
Yeah. Yes, dude. So that's cool. You know, you got those characters. I don't keep up with Evo, so I don't know what's going on this weekend. But I do want to give a shout out to my friend Jeffrey. You know, he's in the chat sometimes. He's my drinking buddy and shit. He's at Evo. He's going to compete. So good luck to you, Jeffrey, man. You know,
what's the pot for that one? How much people winning for that?
Oh, I don't even know. He's not a professional guy. He's just playing for fun. You know,
as I remember, Evo has been severely cut down this year.
Oh, really?
There's not nearly as many games being played now.
Interesting.
Yeah, and there's Smash is actually the one that has the most entries, by the way.
I thought it was Tekken.
No,
they said that Tekken beat out Street Fighter when it came to
it beat out Street Fighter, but Smash is the top one right now. And they got rid of all the other Smashes, by the way. Before Andy, they had Melee forever. Yeah, they had Melee, so now it's all just the new one. And that's like Dragon Ball Z Fighters, Guilty Gear, Arc System Works games, all those.
Their official lineup: Street Fighter V, Tekken 7, Guilty Gear. What's it? XRD. What the hell is that? Rev 2. You know what that is? That Guilty Gear one. I don't know. Injustice.
Yeah, it's the last 2. Guilty Gear.
Yep. Super Smash Bros. Of course. Oh, there's two of them. Super Smash Bros. Are for the Wii U.
What?
That's what it says here. I don't know. This is a weird report. A Dragon Ball Z Fighter Z.
Okay, yeah, fighters, man. Yeah.
Yep. And Blaze Blue.
Yeah, Blaze Blue's holding it in, man.
Tag Battle.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's the one that has Ruby in it. Ruby, the CG animation character.
Adam, do they have Samurai Showdown? What?
Samurai Showdown is in there. Isn't
what the fuck? Yeah, that game just came out.
Hold on, let me find another.
I thought it was in there. I was pretty sure.
Adam, what are you doing?
It's in
Nora.com, and this is what it tells me. So I'm looking at.
Do you think
combat listed on this one now?
You think? Because Samurai Showdown just recently came out. You think that's maybe the reason why?
I don't know.
Like it's just too recent.
No, it's in there. A friend of mine's gonna be there, and his son is competing in a Samurai Showdown tournament.
On the main lineup, it's on
there. Okay, so it's on there. Adam, come on, man, you fucking creeping me.
I also see Soul Calibur. I see all these different lists. I don't know. You know, I go to these fake sites.
What the hell is Under Night in Birth?
That's another made up game. Don't worry, that's probably not
Under Night. I think is another Arc System Works game.
Okay, I never heard of that. But that's in there. Yeah,
that's the one about vampires.
Oh, okay.
I actually platinumed the PSD version like 2 years ago.
Oh,
jeez, forget about knowing it. He's like, I'm the master.
Yo, I play like 2 games online for the trophy, and that's it.
Shit wasn't even a humble brag.
Damn.
It's nice to see that Tekken's there. Like,
yeah, love yeah, some
Tekken. I mean, you have that platinum, but have you started Fate Zero yet?
Though? Oh,
Sunday, Carlos. Sunday.
Oh shit!
Things to do, man.
Yeah. But yeah, go ahead, Adam. I know you're going to say something.
No. I'm just wondering, like, with the Super Smash Bros, does that work? Is it like it has to be groups, right? You have to be playing in groups. It's not single. You can't do single in this.
I think it is singles. Isn't that the way they do it? I could be completely fucking wrong, but I thought it was singles.
I thought it was singles, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you keep it fair, because if you have singles, you can have rules established, you know?
Yeah, because I thought it was just all-out brawls. I mean, that's the whole point. Smash Bros, right? Brawls. So, I don't know.
If we cared enough, we'd watch it, but no.
There we go. Then I noticed, no surprise, but that whole Marvel Capcom shit didn't make it on this one.
Oh, nobody cares about Infinite. Yeah, man. Get that shit out of here. Yeah.
That's an epic fail.
You know.
But, and then that's it. Everybody go home, play video games.
That's it. I'll say this, this is off topic, completely off topic. You know, even when you're older, you learn things about yourself. I definitively learned right now, because I'm looking at Twitter, that I do not have any sort of foot fetish. Okay, good. No, seriously, I'm looking at these pictures. These two beautiful women sucking each other's toes, and I'm like, yeah, I don't find that attractive. So I learned that about myself tonight, people. There you go. I let you into Tony's world, man. These girls are fucking hot. I'm like, you suck something else. Don't suck feet. Oh, man. All right.
Can I just say just one thing?
Yes.
I don't know if Brett knows this.
Uh-oh.
Brett, are you still here?
Yeah. What's up?
Hey. I love
I'm
that
here
mic.
Yeah, I'm here now, bitch.
No, I got to turn off my mute.
I was listening to the crickets.
Say it to my face.
Yeah. Guess what's coming to Switch?
What's that?
Is it Outer Worlds?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that real quick. Let's talk about that.
It is.
How? I don't know, but
the same reason that we should be on Twitch.
Panic button is doing it. Panic button's doing it. If I remember, no, it's not panic button. My bad.
You're gonna hit the panic button when you're playing that shit on Switch. Bad.
Panic button did Doom 3. It's another group. I forgot the name, but it's not the studio. They have a third party, so they have no release date for that. It's not coming out at launch of the Xbox PC. So who knows when we'll get that one?
Yeah. So Brett, what's your thoughts on that?
Ooh, that concerns me.
Fair enough. That was the game you were hyped about, right?
No, I'm very hyped about that. It'll either be a terrible game or a dumbed down version on the Switch, and kind of hoping it's the dumbed down version.
All I care about if it has cross progression. If it has that, I'll be cool, because we don't know how long it's going to come out after the release on the other consoles. So if they say a year or something, I'd play it on the go if I could bring my my save file and everything over. It's like, fuck yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think we're done. That is it for us, man. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and the Facebooks at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys. By the way, don't forget to pick up a copy of Excellence 3. And by the way, Excellence 1 is going into its third reprint.
Excuse me?
Yes, it's going to be the third reprint of Excellence. So both versions have just sold out. So it probably means that the first ones are actually worth money.
At what point do they send you like a gold one, like with records and stuff?
So no, comics aren't like that.
They don't do that. You know, we can ask him about that shit later, man. We're wrapping up.
Yeah.
Chris, oh, shit, we got 4 hours.
Man, wow, this ain't WrestleCast. What the fuck? Yeah, this ain't WrestleCast, motherfucker. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Yo, I'm with Adam, man. There's a whole bunch of hours we need to fill now that Ninja's gone.
No shit, that's true, you know. Brett Murdoch.
It's been real, people.
Adam Vale.
Have a good weekend. Play a lot of games. Love your family.
You know, and Brian Manjoma. And Chewbacca.
And copyright infringement.
Yeah, you fucking up Brian's flow, man. Anyway,
according to certain news outlets, apparently robots with a white chassis are racist.
Yes.
we are living in like the darkest of dark timelines.
Yeah, right. Jesus.
Oh, God. All right. We will see you guys next time. Later.